a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song.
My parents were the walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it there.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
This thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and do it.
Sad moments.
Oh, okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended badly.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I still love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now.
Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are you doing? So today I came with this. Guess what, you guys? I told you before, this year is my year of soft life. And from the episode title, you would have guessed, I moved to the freaking island. I mean, if you know and you've listened to past episodes, you would know that I used to live in Yaba. And if you follow me on, or you have my contact and view my WhatsApp status, sometime last year I was asking, I want to move, like, anywhere. I was also giving out my things that, who wants to buy some of my things? I was giving them out. And yes, you guys, I'm not an island babe. But anyway, it's not even that deep. Let me just be full. So towards the end of last year, I had to leave. The gist of why I had to leave where I was staying, I will just do it for later. Or maybe there will be entries much more into the episode. But I had to leave where I was staying in Yaba. It was impromptu, and then I now have to find somewhere to stay. I'm like, okay, you know what? We've all stayed in this Yaba too much. And why I opted to stay here was because it was close to Unilag and school and everything. I've done my 2 semesters of coursework, I've done field trip, I've done everything. The only business I have with Unilag now is project. So it's okay if I do not stay close to the school anymore. My main priority now is my work. And hey, traffic, Jesus Christ. I stay in traffic for 3 to 4 hours every day. And I'm like, see, it is stressing me the hell out. So if I'm to move, I should move closer to work or something like that. But then house rent on this island is crazy. I was still trying to take my time to figure things out until one day I was going to work and now saw a flyer or poster close to my office. You know, they said, corporate hostels. I said, what's that one again? They now listed some things, 24 hours electricity, from 41k monthly. I'm like, okay, it's even a monthly pay. I'm like, that makes sense because I really had to move impromptu and I really needed somewhere urgently. So I'm like, I could stay here and be paying monthly until I find a more permanent solution and where I can stay permanently and pay for like 1 year rent. I'm like, okay, you know what, let's go there, let's figure it out. And one thing I would commend them for, you know, Lagos is a weird place, everybody's a liar. They lie and call it packaging. You know, they hide things and don't tell you what the true situation of things are until you now can find out for yourself. For example, if you're house hunting, they'll now sell this house for you, not telling you that, maybe they have water issues or maybe there's something or the roof is leaking or some weird stuff like that. They would hide it from you. But these people, I love that from their flyer straight up, they told you it's a hostel. In fact, one of the images on the flyer is a bunk bed. They did not sell, come and live in Lekki Palace or whatever. No, they told you what it is already. And when I called the number on the flyer, they were so nice. I want to use this question to finish these people, but they were always nice, answering me on my WhatsApp chat. I will come, please excuse me, what is this one? So I liked that. And then when I asked them, where is the address? It was close to my office. I said, here. So it was just perfect. They said, you can come for inspection. So I noticed the arrangement they had or have is that somebody built a block of apartments, you know, 2-bedroom apartments, maybe 1-bedroom apartments and things like that, and decided to turn it into this hostel thing. So what does he do or she do? No, 2-bedroom apartment is 2 rooms and a parlor. In one room, they can put 2 bunk beds there for 4 people. In another room, they can put 2 bunk beds there for 4 people. Then in the parlor, they will now put 4 beds that are not bunk at all, like normal sized beds there. They now told me the plan, the different prices they have is 6 people in a room without AC, 41K. So the 6 people in a room is like 3 bunk beds in a room. Without AC, you have only fan there. Then you have 4 people in a room with AC, 47K. And then 4 people in a room, this is not our bunk beds now, this is actual normal beds with AC, 69K. And then you pay a 3K. It's not service charge. Sha won't fee like that for the first time. It's a one-time fee. After that, you now subsequently be paying your either 69, 47, or 41K as the case may be. I'm like, okay, first of all, the 6 in a room without AC sounds like a nightmare. I'm like, no, I won't take that. Then the 47K owners, the one I was thinking, oh, I would consider getting. But at the time, they didn't have any space, that it was all occupied. So when we now went to see one of the rooms, one of the residents was a little bit hostile to me. And it's not even that serious. Something like, oh, please don't touch my bed. I'm like, ah, no, I cannot do this. And I remember secondary school, when you will not be climbing bunk, somebody will not say, oh, you match my bed, can't wash my bed sheet or something. I say, no, I'm not ready for any kind of hostility at all, because I just want to mind my business and do sleep and wake up and go to work. I'm like, you know what, it will cost me a lot, because how much am I earning? But then I'll take the 69K bed and know that, okay, it's me and my bed, mind my business. So that was it. And again, I finally moved in on the 31st of December, and yeah, I just moved in. When I moved in, the room I moved in was empty. I was the first person, so I chose the space I wanted to stay in. I also chose the, so they would provide, they said you are only meant to come in with only your box. Because I was asking them, oh, do I come in with my own cupboard? Do I have my table and chair and things like that? They said no. They'll provide like a small wooden cupboard for you. So I chose the cupboard I wanted to choose and things like that, packed my things, and entered the new year in a hostel. So now here is the thing. Like I said, I've commended them that, oh, they didn't do the packaging thing. They just said it as it is. It's a hostel. So when you come, it's exactly what you expect. And again, when on their flyer, when they said 24 hours light and stuff, they were not lying. There's always light. I've not stayed there. And they took like more than 2 minutes. As NEPA is taking like their own gen, if it's not gen, it's inverter. So there is always light, there's always water again. So like I said, so if it's a 2-bedroom apartment, you have 12 people in a house. Each room has its own toilet and bath, but now all 12 of you would have to share a kitchen. And I say, you people, I should come and share. I say no, again. You'll not be here. Who took my pure water from the fridge? I put food. Somebody ate it. I said, no, I don't have strength for that kind of... I don't even like to talk that much. So I don't want to start talking to so many people. I now removed myself from the cooking equation that, you know what, I'd rather buy food. I would rather eat out and not cook at all, instead of being in that kind of 12 people per kitchen situation. And that's what it is. So my culture... Hey, Chineke Mo, Igbo. My culture shock, moving to the island. Number one is the dirty water. Jesus Christ. God, I beg. The dirty water. So the first day I moved in, I wanted to use the bathroom. I now saw that the water in the toilet was yellow. I was like, who used toilet and did not flush? And I said, let me go and flush toilet. Like I said, I wanted to use the bathroom. I wanted to take my bath. I said, now untap. And I saw that, yay, the water that was coming out is yellow. I screamed, but internally. Because I was like, yay, so this dirty water leaky thing they always talk about. I mean, I have an idea of it. People talk about it all the time. But me having to live that life, it was the most hilarious thing ever. That was when I knew that, nobody really inside though. That is the color of the water that is like that. I said, okay. What I did was, they have a housekeeper situation there. So it's just like you permanently living in a hotel, right? So you just sleep and wake up. They have a housekeeper that'll come and clean the rooms every day and things like that. Then if you need your laundry done, you can now give it to the housekeeper, then she'll now do your laundry for you for a fee. You know, so the housekeeper in the room where I stay, she would wash 200 naira per piece of clothing. So if you want to wash clothes, I mean, you could decide to wash your clothes yourself, but then if you need someone to do it for you, just So, like, for example, if you want to wash 20 pieces of clothing, you pay her 4K and then she washes your clothes for you. Something like that. The housekeeper was not talking to me. That, no, actually, I know that's how the lucky water is. But then it's treated, though. It's very treated. I say, no, you cannot be showing me yellow water. It says treated. She was like, oh, but then you can buy the tall. And I said, no, well, like, we could use the tall soap anyway. But then she was like, oh, you will use pure water to bath. That this is how you do it. For your face and your armpit and your bum, use pure water. And then for the rest of your body, you can now use that water, the yellow water. And it's no joke. That is the technique for taking baths there. So let me teach you, just in case you are planning to move to the island, so that you will not say, oh, nobody ever told you. This is how you do it. You take two sachets of pure water into the bathroom. And those that went to boarding school, they know. Because me now, if I did not go to command, I would have found the foreign. But our command, I think command prepared me for this life. Because in command, when you hear, oh, there's no water, and one small bucket of water, they not tell four people to share it. The way people will manage that water and it will reach, and it will be bath well. I'm like, okay, so this is it. One sachet of pure water is dedicated to brushing my teeth and then washing my face. So, and now, normally, I used to take long to bath. Then you now introduce technique into it. I bathed for almost an hour. Because the first half of the water, you have to manage it so that it will reach easy to brush. After brushing, you now wash your face, right? After washing your face, know that you have washed your face and you've padded it with towel. Nothing should touch your face, because if you mistakenly, when you've exhausted your pure water, now say, oh, you're pouring water, now rub soap on your face. You now know that. So, one sachet of pure water, easy to brush your teeth. After brushing, you now need to wash your face. That one is exhausted. Now, the second sachet of pure water, you now divide it into washing your armpit and washing your bum. After doing that one, then the rest of your body parts, that's your neck, your arms, your belly, your back, and your legs. That's when you now use the yellow water to wash, and then you clean your body, and that's that. At first I'm like, what kind of life is this? But see, I'm already used to it. I'm a pro. Like, I know how. At first, so I used to mistakenly, after washing my face, when I now want to bath again, when I now want to, like, use the yellow water to bathe the rest of my body, I'll now mistakenly put soap on my face. I'm like, oh my god, what's this? But now I don't forget anymore. I'm a pro bathing with it. So the second culture shock, apart from the dirty water and the bathing technique, is the high cost of everything. Because initially I was like, okay, where I stayed in Yaba, I used to pay 20k monthly for rent. And then transport would be killing me, because I used to spend almost 3k. Not almost, basically 3k daily on transport, right? But then I was like, you know what, even if I pay 69k here, it's really close to my office that I spend only 600 naira every day. And if I'm not being lazy to be jumping bike, I can trek from the junction to my house and stuff like that, or to my office. So I don't even really have to spend so much on transport. But what they did not tell me is that food, I decided to not be cooking. I will spend a fortune to eat. Yay! They did not sell any cheap food here on the island. Crazy! I spent 3k every day to eat. And when you even say, oh, can you maybe eat only in the evening and not, there's no way you will escape it. So now here's the thing. Because you've moved from a place where, it's relatively a place where you were living in hardship, you know, having to go through the stress of transport, having to do, now you move to the island closer to work. Once you've reduced one stress, your body will feel like, oh, it cannot do any hard work anymore. So it would want you to go all the way to reduce all the stresses. For example, like I said, oh, you would have opted to wash your clothes by yourself. But you've seen an option where somebody does it for you. What do you do? You happily pay. That is money leaving your pocket. And then they gave you option to cook food. But you say, there are 12 people here. I cannot do it. You now opt to eat out, spending more money, right? And that is the thing. Your body has seen that, oh, there's a possibility that it can do nothing, that the stress will be relieved. Weekend, you will not be washing clothes, you will not be cleaning house, that you will just stay. you even have AC to be blowing on top of you. So it's decided, you know what, since we're living the soft life, we might just live it to the fullest. So any opportunity you have, you'll be spending money. And anytime I think about it, I'm like, hey, why will I be spending 5K every day? Like, the way it shocks me, I'm like, oh my God, but I don't even have a choice. Or I don't even want to take any other choice because I'm like, you know what? I've stressed enough. And if this is the option I have, I'll figure it out. Which is why I'm like, maybe one of my goals for this year should be to earn, because if not, how do I maintain this lifestyle? But it's all good. And in the high cost of everything, I experienced salon. I say, oh, I lose my hair and needed to retouch it. And I entered salon. Now, this opener said they're using 3K to retouch hair. Which I was like, hey, I land again and they're high prices. But then I got the experience and I got it. I understood why. Because then in Yaba, the salon I will even enter, there's always no light in Yaba where I stay. So when I go there, there's no light, and then they retouch your hair, do everything, you're sweating, everybody's sweating. And then it's only when they now need to dry the hair, they put on their gen. After drying their hair, they put it back off because they're trying to conserve fuel and stuff like that. But this place, because they want to give you like a princess treatment, basically, if there's no light, their gen is always on. So there's always fan blowing and the AC on. Would I say the person that handled my hair took care of the hair. It's not, oh, they are doing some job. They are like, I want to take care of your hair. After relaxing and washing it, then one guy came. I think he's the owner of the salon and all that. He's like, oh my God, your hair is nice, your long hair. And I was like, oh, let him use the, what do they call that thing? That one that they used to straighten hair. I was like, oh, I don't like this on my hair. He's like, no, it will turn out great, that I should trust him. That my hair, I don't have a weak hair, so it won't like weaken my hair more. That so he did it, it was so beautiful. I'm like, oh, I get it. I totally get it now. So when they say island, yes, we pay more, and I don't have that more money to pay, but there's a difference in the treatment and everything. Like I said, the place where I stay, it's an okay place, really. I can't even complain. Before, if I'm thinking of going, I didn't like where I stayed. I didn't like anything about it, but I really didn't like where I stayed. And I was always depressed when I was going home. So imagine going through the stress of traffic to go to a place that always depressed you to now. I can't even complain about where I stay. I mean, apart from the fact that things are expensive, and I mean, hostel situation, people are always in your space. I can't even record my podcast in that place, right? I had to come to somewhere else to record this podcast. So that's really it. But apart from it, it's relatively a good place to stay. And anybody thinking, oh, they need to move to the island, but then they may not be able to pay the high cost of yearly rent, they could consider this place. And mind you, sorry, it's only for female. But I'm sure, because one of my roommates said, oh, she was staying in another hostel before she came here. So I'm sure there are other people into this whole hostel business, and I'm sure there will be one for the male gender, if you just look harder or whatever. So yeah, that's really that. And I feel like it fits perfectly into my theme when I say, oh, this year I want to live a soft life. Moving to the island, having to sleep with AC, 24 hours light, not too much suffering and things like that. So I'm like, this is keen into that soft life perfectly. Not too much stress, no traffic, nothing. Just enjoying life. So here is the thing. That salon I told you about, I forgot. I went to another one with my colleague and I was like, oh, how much for braiding hair? They say 12K. I say, Mommy and Jola and Yaba used to take 3K from me. And you say 12K, leave it. If I want to braid, I've got to look for Mommy and Jola where she is. Because if I add transport self that going to Yaba, and add the money Mommy and Jola will take from, it will not reach this 12K now. I guess in Nigeria is hard. Tinubu is useless. Don't know what he's doing. But it does not mean that we come and die now, eh? But anyway, that's that about that as far as that is concerned. So, you guys, step one into software life is moving to the island. And that's it. So far, so good. I've been okay. And I thought to share with you guys. At the end of this episode, I would see you in the next one. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?